This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our triple option feature. Charlie Long will join us on that. Bob, I will throw it to you first on triple option.
Well, I'm going to do my NFL version of a triple option. You know, whether you're talking about the cuts or, you know, last preseason game and trades that come about. But it was a tough Saturday for my partner, my good old boy, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. Both of his sons in this preseason, Mike, they were in the limelight, not necessarily for the best of reasons. Before I get to Shador, you know, no one really talks about Shiloh. You know, unless you follow the Sanders family, and you talk everybody Shador this, Shador that, and all that. But looking at Shiloh Sanders, I know everyone probably saw it, was waived by the Buccaneers less than 24 hours after he was ejected from a preseason game for throwing a punch. And why are you throwing a punch anyway? You end up breaking your hand. And Todd Bowles is head coach at Tampa Bay. Come on, he's a defensive coach. You know, he respects Deion. And he'd be like, oh, why are you throwing a punch? Or why are they even practice even? All you could do is break your hand, and that can't help you as a defensive back. So, you know, he was battling for a roster spot. He wasn't drafted by Tampa Bay. He was a free agent. Now, they might end up putting him on the practice squad. But this is what Todd Bowles said. And I could see he was kind of giving him the business when he came off the field.
He was not a happy camper.
He said, you can't throw punches in this league. It's inexcusable. They're going to get you every time. That's the officials. You know, whenever you're throwing a haymaker or you're throwing a punch, and that's what Todd Bowles said, you got to grow from that. You got to grow from that, and that should never happen again. Now, he put on waivers. They might end up putting him on the practice squad, you know, to develop him. Now, if you look what happened to Shador Sanders, Luke's a big fan of Shador. He wanted the Saints to draft him. You know, he's a fifth-round pick with Cleveland. Did you notice Shador got sacked 5 times? Why in the hell, Shador, you don't throw the ball away? Okay, now think about this. If you're out the pocket in the Saints game, Tyler Shuck was barely out the pocket, and he just threw it away. I thought he got called grounded, but he barely got out the pocket. You know, this day and age, a receiver don't even have to be around. You got to have the pocket awareness. You're out the pocket. You could just throw it out of bounds. Back in the day, now I sound like the old man, get off my lawn. No, back in the day, when you were out the pocket, you had to throw it to a receiver, Mike. You couldn't just throw it out of bounds, or it was grounding. So they make it so easy now. You're out the pocket, just throw it away. So you look at Shador. I mean, here he was. He was 3 for 6, 14 yards, and he got sacked 5 times. Him, he's running all around. Do you know who else does that? And he better not do that.
Caleb Williams.
Ben Johnson is going to get all over for the Bears. Caleb, don't you dare be running all around for every one time. Look at that unbelievable play, a highlight reel play. 4 or 5 plays are going to go against you because the NFL is too fast. So when I saw that, not a good final week of preseason with Deion. Then I'm going to leave you with this. This is unbelievable to me because I thought he was out of the news. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is the only quarterback, you know, like history, in NFL history, to throw for 4,000 yards. Well, Bobby, why are you bringing that up? You know, he just made 32 years of age. Now he's with the Vikings. But the only NFL quarterback in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards in a season without any wide receiver in his team reaching 500 yards. He did that in 2019.
That's unbelievable.
And they won the NFC East. The Eagles won the NFC East and didn't have a receiver on the team. You know, everybody wants the wideouts and all that. Oh, he threw for 4,000 yards, not one receiver had over 500 yards receiving.
Bob, I think going back to Shadur, I think one of the things it goes to show you is how tough this league is and how big of a jump it is from college football to the NFL. And you think maybe I can get away from guys like that, and maybe in college you could. In the NFL, it's a different story. But what's made it worse for Tyler Shuck, for Cam Ward, for Shadur, for Dylan Gabriel, is the success of C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels.
Without a doubt.
Everybody, oh, well, how come they did it and you can't?
That's an outlier.
They, the outliers of the bunch. That's what happened. You saw in the first game, Shadur was terrific in the first game in preseason. And yet, that wasn't the case this past weekend.
They're not even game planning to stop you.
No.
So that's what you got to realize. And you know what I noticed? Aren't you a fan? I can't think of his name now. The Browns head coach. I think he knows what he's doing.
Stefanski.
Yes. Kevin Stefanski. Do you know? You know why I think he's going with Dylan Gabriel? People, like Dylan Gabriel. Well, he's not going to do nothing. He's going to be a backup. Okay, whatever. I was watching Dylan Gabriel, like his highlights in preseason. And you know what Stefanski and you know what coaches like? That ball's coming out. It ain't no double clutch and all that.
Offense he ran at Oregon. What was it all about? Hey, get the snap, bang, throw to an area, bang, throw to an area. It's okay, so he's used to it. He's used to that.
Yeah, and Shadur, to me, now he can make the throws. He's very accurate.
He's very accurate.
But you can't be freelancing. He's freelancing too much, and Dylan Gabriel does not do that. Now, you know, like veteran quarterbacks, and Mike, you said who's hurt, who's not. You know who I think might end up like trade bait? It's a Kenny Pickett. Don't you think, you know how?
Man, I wouldn't give up nothing for Kenny Pickett. I haven't seen enough.
But nobody started NFL games.
He has.
No, I'm just saying, he said who's hurt and who's not hurt.
Because here's my thing with Pickett. When is Deshaun Watson going to come back?
Yeah, when is he going to come back? Okay. Is he going to steal money for life and not play?
Joe Flacco's going to be your starter? Okay. You could outrun Joe Flacco today.
No, Joe Flacco.
But Joe can still sling it.
Jared Goff looks like a scrambler compared to Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's true.
But Joe Flacco's a winner. All I know is look what he did with the Ravens. Look at the success. You know, he's an old man now. Look what Joe Flacco did against the Patriots and Tom Brady. People don't want to believe that. And at New England, Tom Brady will tell you who gave the Patriots the business more than Joe Flacco. I'm talking about winning. And he would have won another game. Remember the one time the wide receiver
was wide open.
And back in the end zone dropped it. Or they'd have won another game. Look at Flacco's success against Tom Brady and the Patriots. I want to say in the postseason. And Flacco's a Super Bowl winner. Whether you hate him or not. Why do you think
he gets rid of the football quick.
Yes.
As slow as foot as he is, he does get rid of it.
That's
fast.
Why the trust factor. The coach trusts him. Well, why do you think Andy Dalton's still in the league? Because he look a little Bryce with the Panthers. Because he brings stability. It's amazing there's not enough quarterback. You might think, they're old men. But believe you me, if they had a bunch of young guys that could beat out Andy Dalton and Flacco, they're not just having Flacco and Andy Dalton because they like them. No, they trust them because they're pro. And that's why they're still in the league.
Bob, I watched the interview with Baker Mayfield, and other than him doing Popeye's commercials now, he said he thought the difference in what was happened to him in Cleveland, Carolina, Rams.
He turned around in the Rams.
His ability to see the field better and get rid of the football quickly. He was improv.
Yeah, you know,
you can do that at Oklahoma.
No, and the thing is, too, when you're young, I remember that. I went until I was about 27 years old. I had an answer for everything the defense was doing. When you're in the meeting room, the coach said, well, what do you see here? Well, why are you doing this? I always knew. Now, you got to be accurate and all that. When I was young, I don't know, it'd be like when I was even in the Michigan Panthers, I won the championship, I was MVP. I don't know, I was just winging it. I mean, I didn't, you know, like.
Because you didn't have enough experience.
No, and you're like, I don't know. I just, that's my reaction. But when you get older, and that's how you last a long time, That when you're talking about, you know, Jacoby Brissett. Look, he's backing up Kyler Murray. You know why he's played 10 years? Well, Jacoby Brissett, he ain't never done nothing. But you know what? Now he knows what he's doing with the football, and he has answers. When they're in those meetings and his leadership, then the team respects you because they know you know what the hell you're doing.
Okay, they got other guys more talented than Brock Purdy. What does he do better than anybody else?
It's decision-making, and here you got Shanahan and all that, and from the get-go, look, last year they might say, oh, well, what did Brock Purdy do without no supporting cast? Well, exactly. You look at Brock Purdy, though, the stability, and they paid him. Mike, they only won 6 games. No, Brock Purdy, to be Mr. Irrelevant, that's unbelievable. How, okay, in college, look where he was at and how much better he is in the NFL. Now, I'm a Brock Purdy fan.
The way he can sling it is really impressive.
You know who else has gotten better in the pros? And Pete Carroll wanted him to come to the Raiders. He's better in the pros than he was at West Virginia. Geno Smith. Yeah. He made, I remember, Mike.
In the dome, we were sitting there, and he made 3 or 4 throws.
He made 5 throws against the Saints as good as anybody in NFL history. I go, whoa. That throw, that was good coverage. I don't know how he got that in there. Geno got better because LSU kicked his behind. He went nuts. And at West Virginia, he got so much better as an NFL player, and that's why Pete Carroll's like thinking, I want instead of Uncle Rico, you know,
Garner Minshew, and he didn't want to pay the price for Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
They didn't want to do that.
So, let's get, I like Geno, but bring him down to the Raiders from Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the news from earlier today. Brian Kelly spoke at his presser ahead of the Clemson matchup, but one of the things that he talked about, and people care a lot about this, you know, it is what it is for me, whatever. But they awarded the number 18 jersey to Garrett Nussmeier and the number 7 jersey to Harold Perkins. And Coach Kelly talked a little bit about that because, you know, in LSU's Twitter post, they had let people know that this is the first time a quarterback has worn number 18 since Matt Mauch in 2003. They won the national championship in 2003, and then it became a tradition passing down that number 18. Garrett Nussmeier got the number. Coach Kelly talked about it.
We awarded number 18 to Garrett Nussmeier. I like the fact that we've kind of centered back to the quarterback position because that's the history of 18. And to have Matt Mauch as, you know, that guy is important to us. And, you know, Matt Mauch and what he represented in 2003 coming out and leading to a championship and bringing it back to a quarterback, I think, sends a great message about the history and tradition of 18. 7, Harold Perkins still wears number 7. Anybody could make an argument for 7 to go to somewhere else. And the great part about it is we had a lot of players on the team. But Harold didn't get a full year to wear 7, and he wants to finish it up. He wanted to wear 7. He wanted to have his best season in 7. And having it cut short last year, he gets the opportunity to wear 7. We need 2 captains, Garrett and Whit, Garrett Nussmeier and Whit Weeks. They represent both sides of the ball. We also will have 2, each and every week, 2 game day captains. Because I believe we just have a lot of guys that have earned that opportunity. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of the background in terms of, you know, where 18 started with Mauch and now where it is with Nussmeier. And then 7, obviously, you can make the case for a number of guys that have their roots from the state of Louisiana as a playmaker. We just felt like it was right to have Hero finish off with seven because he didn't get really the opportunity to do so.
And then that last note that Kelly had added in there as well, guys, one offensive, one defensive captain, Garrett Nussmeier on offense, obviously, and then Whit Weeks on defense. And I think, you know, those are pretty much the obvious choices, guys.
Well, you know, Charlie, Mike, help me out here. Number seven. Now, when I was a kid, in seventh grade football team, I wore number seven.
Burt Jones.
Burt Jones. Okay, but I still think in modern day, don't Honey Badger, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu.
And Fournette ran, also and Fournette, had it.
But I still think Honey Badger.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, he takes what he wants. And, boy, I tell you what, if Harold Perkins could be a defensive presence like Tyrann Mathieu, scoop and score, boy, wouldn't that go a long way to beat Clemson? Some crazy play
okay,
like that.
Here's my deal. Up against Clemson, wouldn't the thought, and I'm going to ask both of you, wouldn't the thought would be wherever Klubnik is, Harold, that's your guy.
Track him down.
You be the guy, okay? You're going to have to spy Cade Klubnik because it would not shock me if he's watched this film to see that there's been some open holes for quarterbacks that as soon as that receiver's not open, taking off running. Okay, if you're going to take off running, I got a guy that can chase you down. Well, Harold Perkins.
And, you know, Mike, that has to be – in the game plan. I mean, you would think Coach Baker.
You would think so.
Yeah, they would have that. Now, you don't want to do that, though, every down. You don't want to be so predictable. But a lot of the times, yeah, you got to have that in the mix because of the quarterback's athletic ability.
Yeah, because, again, we saw the improvement with Klubnik last year with his passing, with a young receiving core that's all got experience now. I'm interested to see. The other thing is, can LSU run the ball? Because last year, they really couldn't run the ball when they needed to and have to in certain situations.
No, they have to.
They were not a physical team up front. Really were not. A lot of those runs, Caden Durham did kind of improv on his own to get open.
Well, Charlie, Mike, everybody wants Nussmeier to run more. And then I'd say maybe cut out your mistakes. But how about the running backs run more? You know what I'm like? Oh, you want Nussmeier to run? Yeah, you might pick and choose and run. But how about the running backs be able to run more and they block for him? How about that?
I liked what Archie Manning told his grandson, Arch. Hey, if you can run it, but slide or run out of bounds. Yeah. You know, don't take anybody head on. That's not good for your good health when you try that NFL or college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.